Hello.
Hello, my name is Shanita. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, on May 30th, there was a charge on my Target Red card for $59.89 for items that I did not buy.
I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. You may have your zip code.
33321. The charge was for $59.89. HealthyAwareLiving.com.
May I have your first and last name?
Lauren Ilardo.
Can you spell that first name for me?
L-A-U-R-E-N. Last name, E-L-A-R-D-O.
That's L-A-U-R...
Okay. And I'm sorry, what did you say?
That first name with L-A-U-R-N.
L-A-U-R-E-N. Lauren.
Can you spell that last name?
E-L-A-R-D-O. Could you hold on 1 second?
Hello. I've got one of these places on the other line.
Go ahead. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Can I get you to verify your address?
7944 Exeter Circle West, Tamarack 33321.
Did you by chance enter a contest on April the 1st to win a Dyson vacuum?
Nope.
Okay, so someone that has access to your account and your information enter a contest on April the 1st to win
it
a Dyson vacuum.
Me, and I didn't buy anything. I didn't approve anything. I'm the only one on this card.
Okay, ma'am. So when someone approved, so when whoever used your card approved that payment on April the 1st, it told them that in the term and condition that they will be enrolled. And the BiceHub app, it's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost
like
your energy and cut sugar and carbs.
I'd like to know who approved it.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm explaining to you, ma'am. With someone with access to your account and your information, put your information in. That's how I was able to verify your first and last name, your address, your phone number, which is the number that... which is 954-748-7597 is on here. And there's an email of LeeLondo@comcast.net on this account.
Oh, it's not me. I didn't. No, your information is correct. But I did not purchase anything.
Yes, ma'am. So when they did
I didn't purchase Burner, Slim, or Cleanse, whatever the heck they are. I don't even
know. No, ma'am.
That
wouldn't have anything to do with this, ma'am. This would be when they enter a contest to win a Dyson vacuum. When they enter that contest to win that Dyson vacuum, it told them in the term and condition that they'll be enrolled in the Bites Hub app. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carbs. That payment of $59.89
that
you're seeing on your account.
I have no idea who did that.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that, ma'am. So due to the fact that someone did this on your account and they used your information, and when they used your information, it came into our system as an account under your name. That's why your
account
was...
I want a refund. I don't have any product. I didn't buy any product. I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am. You wouldn't have bought any product, ma'am. That's what I'm explaining, ma'am. With this account...
I didn't enter anything about a Dyson. I don't even like Dyson. I would never enter a Dyson contest.
Okay, so, ma'am, what I'm going to do is get this account canceled and get you transferred over to the fraud department so whoever's using your card will be charged. Just a second, ma'am. Okay, I'm getting your information transferred over, and you transfer it over to the fraud department. Just a second.
Okay. This is no help at all.